Excellency.
Thank you, Mr. President. We congratulate you in assuming the presidency of this conference. I'm speaking on behalf of a group of informal observer states. As a cross-regional composition representing all regions of the world, it is well known that the fundamental objective of IGOS is the expression of the membership of the Conference on Disarmament. We would like to emphasize our strong commitment to advance global disarmament and non-proliferation goals through a comprehensive, inclusive, and effective engagement within the CD. Observer states consider that the developments and challenges affecting the global security environment should be reflected on with the inclusion of all interested states in the Conference on Disarmament. We believe that all issues of global importance, as dismantling clearly, must be addressed in universally representative bodies. The membership of the CD should be open to states wishing to join in order to ensure universality, transparency, multilateralism, and adherence to the UN rules and procedures. Currently, the only universal element of the CD is its funding structure, namely that all member states pay for it through the UN regular budget. As stated in the report of the CD, since 1982, requests for membership have been submitted by 28 non-members, as astoundingly, more than half of them have been waiting for more than 3 decades to become full members, but have not been given any compelling reason for not allowing their participation. We regret the fact that since 1999, when the last enlargement of the conference took place, no further action was taken on membership, even though the rules of procedure stipulate that the membership of the conference will be reviewed at regular intervals. 24 years can hardly be considered a regular interval. Our group remains deeply concerned by the long-standing deadlock of the Conference on Disarmament and by its persistent inability to commence substantive work. From our point of view, it is time to look carefully at the mechanics of the multilateral disarmament machinery and the CD in particular, given its unique position and its mandate. In our view, we should implement the principle enshrined in the final declaration of the first session of the UN General Assembly Special Session on Disarmament in 1979, that all nations in the world are responsible for the international peace and security, and thus they have the right to participate in the international disarmament negotiations. As stated in IGOS working paper on enlargement submitted to the CD in 2015, we believe that there is merit in identifying means on how the CD could engage more substantially with the states that wish to become members of the conference. Consequently, the position of Special Coordinator on Enlargement should be reestablished and should remain as a permanent position. Also, presidencies of the CD should convene a formal discussion on enlargement in the context of the revitalizations debate. For all these reasons, we reiterate our call for the early nomination of a special rapporteur to review the issue of membership. We are all aware of the fact that the appointment of the special rapporteur does not automatically lead to any particular outcome, and that the decisions are taken by the member states of the CD in accordance to its rules of procedure. However, we want to recall once again that United Nations General Assembly Resolution A/S 10/2 in paragraphs 113, 120, and 122 refers to the evolution of the CD, which, in our view, could constitute not only an area where the CD could show progress, but also a larger membership may help overcoming a long-lasting impasse. The disenfranchisement is, unfortunately, considering that the CD, while technically non-part of the UN system, is supported by the UN. The work of the conference is supported by the financial contribution of all UN member states. The inability of the UN member and observer states to participate in the work of the conference is therefore unjust. More importantly, this disenfranchisement does not benefit the conference. The observers and applicants for observer status are active in matters pertaining to international peace and security and to disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control. We have distinguished ourselves with our active participation in processes outside the CD. We also represent diverse interests and advocacy that are relevant to the CD's deliberation. Our participation enriches the CD's work. In this regard, we would like to stress the following points. The CD should consider addressing the question of expansion, which would be consistent with the principle of inclusivity. Consistent with the principle of inclusivity, the CD must approve all applications by all UN members and observer states forthwith. The CD must streamline the procedure for approving the application for observer status so that UN members and observer states would not have to apply every year. The CD presidency should include the IGOS coordinator among those that it consults with on matters related to steering the CD. The group expressed its appreciation for those members of the CD that have spoken in favor of the observers' participation, and we hope that others show a similar willingness to engage constructively and collaboratively with the position of the group. Only then we can regain the sense of shared endeavor that established the disarmament machinery. Rest assured that IGOS will continue to engage constructively and support the CD in pursuing its work. Thank you very much.